USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators from Congress and the White House are narrowing their differences on a sweeping $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package. Talks went on through the evening last night and started once again early this morning as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said everyone is working very hard to make this happen. And senators from both parties using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. Preliminary Senate votes are set for tomorrow. McConnell said the goal is passage by Monday. The GOP plan aims to pump billions into $1,200 direct checks to Americans and billions into small business loans to pay idled workers during the global pandemic. The White House President Trump welcomes the stimulus plan, believing it is needed to stabilize the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The now-defunct presidential campaign for Michael Bloomberg is transferring $18 million in funds to the Democratic National Committee. The transfer does not qualify as a donation. Although the move is not illegal, it is possible due to the loophole that allows funds greater than the limit to be transferred from one campaign to another rather than donated. Bloomberg dropped out of the presidential race earlier this month and immediately supported Joe Biden. Bloomberg, a billionaire who self-funded his campaign, spent $500 million on campaign advertisement. Television shows are now donating medical supplies supported Joe Biden. Bloomberg, a billionaire who self-funded his campaign, spent $500 million on campaign advertisement. Television shows are now donating medical supplies to the real-life emergency personnel who need them in the fight against the coronavirus. The outbreak in the United States has led to a nationwide shortage of medical supplies and calls for donations of items necessary to treat patients. The television show Grey's Anatomy has stepped up to provide gloves.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is Baby by Jimmy Fallon.
That's me. As schools close indefinitely, children are now being forced to adjust to learning at home, and some kids may now become food insecure. A group of celebrities, including Jennifer Garner, Amy Adams, and Jimmy Fallon, are hoping to ease both of the challenges. They're working with Save the Children and No Kid Hungry, two organizations that work to ensure children around the world have resources to grow up healthy. To get more information, go to #SaveWithStories. Actor and singer Kenny Rogers, who spanned jazz, folk, rock, country, and pop, has passed away. He died at his home in Sandy Springs, Georgia. He was under hospice care and died of natural causes. His breakthrough came when he was asked to join the folk group The New Christie Minstrels in 1966. The band reformed as The First Edition and scored a pop hit, which later became famous in the movie The Big Lebowski.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After the group broke up in 1974, Rogers started his solo career and found a big hit with the sad country ballad Lucille in 1977, which earned Rogers his first Grammy. He won his second Grammy after being part of a movie, The Gambler.
You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.